Hey everybody, thanks for connecting with the Social Work Mentor and listening to this first episode of the Social Work Coronavirus Update. Now, I'm going to warn you before we get started, this episode was pulled from a Facebook Live that we did, and so the audio is a little jittery and a little suspect, but I promise you, in upcoming episodes, we will continue to get better, and we will have very useful information for all of us to use as social workers as we try to practice and try to serve the communities and individuals that are on our caseloads and that we work with day to day in the best way possible, in spite of the global pandemic that challenges us now. So here's episode one. Forgive the audio for now. Stick with us and make sure you follow the podcast so that you're notified when the next episodes come up. And we'll promise to get better as we go along day to day. So here's episode one. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you later. Well, welcome everybody to this first test broadcast of, I don't know if you call it a broadcast, a test video of the Social Mentor live stream on day one for me of the shelter in place order that we have where I currently live. And as a result of the coronavirus situation that we have going on in the world, if you've never seen the Social Work Mentor before, we have an app, a web app, some different stuff that you can find. I'll eventually put some links here, but if you go to socialworkmentor.com/links, you can find all this stuff that we have. But I just wanted to this video right now and test it out to if I continue to maybe do this as we go through this time. So as a social worker, what I do, other than the Social Work Mentor stuff, day to day, what I do is I supervise a unit of social workers. And so that's my day to day job. but I'm on the side, I'm very involved with the Social Work Mentor and the things that, we try to post online, hopefully resources for new social workers or seasoned social workers to help them in their practice. Obviously, all of us, I think, that are on this this video right now know that we're facing some very unusual and unique challenges. And so that's kind of what I wanted to just briefly talk about in this video. And so this is all a new thing to me. So I am just trying stuff out for now. I don't know if anybody can see this now or if when they'll be able to see it. But like I said, that's why it's a test. So I first wanted to just touch on the concept about how we as individuals and how we as a profession are dealing with the situations that has come up with the coronavirus. I know that I've seen a lot of people either at an organizational level or at a huge, large social work profession level that have they're kind of looking for leadership, looking for guidance, looking for some statement or some framework or structure for how we should practice in these times. And I totally get that, because all of us probably feel at some level that we're just flailing out there, because as we know, our profession has a lot of expectations and things that we need to do that's not the same as your local barber or grocery store worker. And not to disparage the work that they do, a thing in society is obviously needed, but it's a little different for a lot of the work that we do, hospital workers, things of that nature. And so when we're faced with this, and we weren't, as everybody else was, we were hit kind of blindsided by this, but we have to perform under these conditions. So a lot of people are, I think, feeling disappointed that we don't have a comprehensive or just an overriding overarching statement or something to guide us from our main organizations, either whether you're in the United States or anywhere in the world. And I know they have been putting out materials and links and resources. And if anybody has information about how this might be different, maybe at this point, there have been some very broad, large statements that have come out from leadership organizations in the field of social work, but I don't know about them yet. So share them with us, please, if you have them. So I understand that. But I also think that as social workers, we are ideally suited for these situations because, you know, obviously we all have very different tasks that we do in this field. Some are in the schools or in hospitals or community organizing, child welfare, all over the place. But a lot of what we do is really these situations when we are confronted with the unknown or a challenge, and we need to assess that challenge, determine where the weaknesses are, where the strengths are, look for resources to address those things or support those things, and develop a plan so that we can move forward. And so if there's anybody in society that I think is prepared for a moment like this, we are one of those groups. So I want us all to feel very confident in our profession and on our organizations and ourselves as individuals. We might not yet have some of that big overarching guidance or leadership that some people are hoping for, but I think that we have it intrinsically in who we are to deal with this. And so that was just one topic that I wanted to discuss. Another thing I wanted to talk about is a little more concrete and down to the, you know, a more realistic day-to-day level. And so I think at this point, a lot of us are confronting the question or the challenge of how do we practice in these times with social distancing and quarantine and shelter in place. Where I am is in San Jose, California, in the San Francisco area. And we, as of mid last night, have been placed on a shelter in place order, which means we are not supposed to leave our houses, everyone in this region, other than for essential things. You can go to the grocery store, you can go to the pharmacy. Social workers, or many of the social workers where I work and live, including myself, have been deemed essential workers, as many of you, I'm sure, may have been at this point. And so we do have the ability to be out of our homes and doing the things that we need to do that are essential to the functioning of our society. But that being said, we obviously try to limit exposure, duration of exposure, all those things, the social distancing, all those things that we're kind of learning day by day as best practices. And so as part of that, my office, you know, we've kind of messed around here and there in different parts of the office with telework or video conferencing, but we're being forced into many ways at this time. And so one of the things that obviously this varies by your organization or whoever you're working with, but one of the things that we could begin to look at really implementing is the technologies available to us, which video conferencing, live streaming, those types of things may be something to look at. So I actually have developed a little kind of helper that I, you know, hope is helpful to people who want to telework or who want to use video conferencing, but I know not everybody is necessarily tech savvy or ready to do something like that. So there's a little guide that I kind of created. You know, I might develop it further at some point, but I know this is all this stuff's happening really quickly, so I tried to come up with something quickly. So it has reasons to telework, how to prepare for telework, top video conferencing tools, how to use those tools, you know, things are fairly concrete, fairly easily accessible for people. And so if you're interested in getting that, you can go to socialworkmentor.com/SWM, capital C, coronavirus. So it's basically SWN Corona. I'm sorry. This is live, I think, and I'm doing it on the fly. But SWM Corona, make sure you capitalize the SWM and the C of Corona. And if not, you can email me at socialworkmentor@gmail.com and I can get it to you. But if you go to that site, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to retract all that. It's not even that. It's bit.ly. So bit.ly/SWM Corona with the SWM and Z capitalized. It was kind of confusing. I need to fix that for now. That's what it is. And hopefully I'll be able to put some, I think I can put a link here. Let me take a look. Open this. Oh, I think it might be there now. Or maybe not. Anyway, somehow, some way, we'll get that information to you. You know what? Let me type it in right now really quickly. bit.ly/SWM Corona. And I think that is up there now. I don't know how this works, so we'll see if that actually happened. But so anyway, that's a resource that you can use to begin to either talk within your organization about how to utilize, how to do telework or how to utilize video conferencing. I know there's a lot that a lot of variance from organization to organization and from task to task. You know, some of this stuff may not cover, you know, something that you need to do on a home visit, or the specific things that you may need to do may not be exactly covered in the guide that I'm providing, but it may be at least a start for you to begin thinking about how to implement some of these tools into your practice so that we can continue to serve individuals, continue to serve families and communities, but at the same time, keep our own selves and our own families safe. So that is one thing that I wanted to also bring up. And so the last thing I'll say, just to try to keep this a little short for now, since it's only a test, is so today was from the unit that I supervise of social work. We have scheduled, we're all doing telework, and we're, I'll say two more things actually. We're all doing telework, and we've scheduled daily morning check-ins utilizing one of the technologies that's in the guide that I mentioned. So this morning we had our first meeting, and it was very helpful for us to be able to check in, ask some questions, to respond to some of the news that's come out in our area overnight. So very specific local information, and it's just it was a great opportunity for us to touch base before the workers go do the things they need to do, either writing reports from home or making phone calls or returning emails or in cases going out to home. And maybe in another video that I do, I'll talk a little bit about the kind of our thought about how and when to go to home visits, how to prepare, how to do, because one thing that I think we need to keep in mind, and all this stuff is scary for a lot of people, that because there's so much unknown, but at this time, the information that we have does not completely bar us from doing any kind of face-to-face social work. But, you know, we do need to consider and look at those social distancing things, and if we need to drop off a form or pick up a form or observe a home or whatever it is, can we do those things safely? Can we set up the parameters and make arrangements so that we can keep the family or the individual safe, ourselves safe, and still meet some of the compliance stuff that we need to meet? So maybe I'll get a little more into that in a future video. So I know I'm just kind of rambling, and this is really just off the top of my head, and I wanted to, absence of some centralized stuff around social work. I just wanted to share what experience has been. I think I'm going to continue to make some level of videos or something, live streams, or I don't know what it will be yet, but continue to do that just to kind of share this experience, hope, and hopefully be able to help others with things that, that myself and my team and my area have experienced, and also have others share their experiences, share their resources and suggestions so that we can learn from each other, continue to keep ourselves safe, and continue to serve our community. So for now, I'm going to go ahead and end this one and review it and see if it's even worked at all. If it did, I hope it's been helpful to some of you. I hope you follow either this page, Social Work Mentor, or we have presence on, like I said, go to socialworkmentor.com/links, and you can find our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff there to follow us. I'm trying to post as much stuff as I can just to be helpful in any way that I can, and also keep doing my job and everything else with my own family. So thanks for watching if you're still here. Hopefully I'll see you soon, whether it's on a social media platform or one of these videos. And take care of yourself, take care of your community, and get out there and help people as best as you can. See you later. Well, folks, that's it for episode one. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking with us through some of those audio issues. As I mentioned, I promise we're going to get better, so continue to listen, follow the podcast to make sure that you hear the upcoming episodes that will be full of valuable information that you can use in your own practice. If you want more information about Social Work Mentor or a resource for social workers during the coronavirus pandemic, just look at the description of this episode and you'll find the links there. Thanks for listening. I hope you come back next time to hear what we have to offer in the next episode. And for now, take care of yourself, take care of your families, and try to get out there and help somebody else. Thanks for listening.